Okay, welcome to the Capital Link's 10th Annual Shipping and Marine Service Forum. Thanks, a special thanks for those who have traveled here. This is Fearnleys' third year in a row as a partner to Nicolas Bornozis and Capital Link, and we are very excited to be here this year again. Capital Link connects industry with capital markets to create tomorrow's industry leaders. I will use a few minutes to share some views on the market. Also, as innovation is becoming an important part of all our businesses, I will spend a few minutes showing how Fearnleys use technology in its business. We believe the shipping markets bottomed out last year, while the lowest point in oil service has been passed this year. We are extremely excited about the outlook for the industry. For shipping, we expect to see continued improvement the next 12-24 months as we see a tightening market balance. There are obviously uncertainties out there. Trade wars has been a common theme. $400 billion of trade has been affected by the tariffs, about 1.5% of total trade. Interest rates are moving up. Large currency movements in emerging markets and geopolitical uncertainties. However, without any major recession globally, we believe markets will normalize the next 12-36 months, depending on the sector. One major paradigm shift is the IMO 2020 that will affect shipping as a whole. Could this be the best shipping investment opportunity today? The jury is still out. Still, ship owners are left with challenging alternatives on how to position their fleet towards 2020. Despite better outlook in the shipping market, the capital markets are not following completely, and few companies today are discounting future growth and earnings potential into their share prices. Why is that? Well, there are probably several reasons, but one reason is that there is a massive underallocation in shipping. From a bird's-eye perspective, if you accumulate all market caps around the world, from Japan to Oslo to London to New York, you get around somewhere $200 billion-$250 billion total market capitalization of shipping today. If you compare that to the stock exchanges in U.S. alone, that's about 2%. 98% of the investors have not touched shipping yet. Shipping should be a natural place in most portfolios, and not just for specialists, as we see to a large extent today. 10 years ago, there were more liquidity in the U.S. dry bulk names than it was in the largest U.S. oil, sorry, Norwegian oil company. Statoil then, Equinor now. To illustrate some investment opportunities which are available today, we can look at some examples here. For example, tankers, where we have been looking at VLCCs. You can buy a company today with implied value of a five-year OVL for $46 million. A new building parity today is $75. Over the last 12 months, the overall share hasn't moved. There are certainly a lot of volatility, so the best performing is up 62%, and the lowest performing is down 57%. But overall, there's no change in share prices, while asset values are up 11%. On our estimates, rate estimates, there's a less than three-year payback in 2020 for this implied price. You see these investment opportunities across all sectors: dry bulk, VLGC, offshore drilling, et cetera. I guess when Capes are selling in $40,000 a day and VLCCs are generating $20 million a year in profit from the spot market, you will see these shares move. And when they move, they can move very quickly. This is an example from the VLCC market back in 5 years ago now, in 2013. So how do Fearnley meet the challenges in today's market? We have had the pleasure of working together with a lot of very competent management teams and investors. The competition we are seeing in the market is great, it's fierce, and we strive every day to keep us ahead of the curve by being first, different, or unique. We base our investment cases on a fundamental approach. Traditional way, when transaction is presented, we naturally work with issuers and investors on roadshows, research, structuring, timing, etc. However, what we have used significant time on and resources is how to develop investment opportunities and create new investor demand from our proprietary data combined with publicly available data. We track each transaction, investor trade flows, and market statistics. By utilizing current technological capacity and structuring our data somewhat differently than what we did before, we have had a strong learning curve and seen some great results by combining data. We can look at one example from our platform, how to capture incremental demand in a shipping transaction. Let's use Drybulk as an example. We start looking at all investors in a relevant company. For each investor, we look at cross-holding, report reading, statistics, investment flows, etc. How they bought or sold shares the last 3 months. We then look at investors in the peer companies and potential changes in capital flows. And then we dig further into the value chain, both suppliers, iron ore producers, and shipyards, as well as customer to dry bulk shipping, for example, steel companies, etc. By using time on this, on the investors and capital movements, we have been able to create some interesting results. Among others, one, new investment opportunities, and two, created incremental demand for new investors. We believe there are enormous opportunities in structuring the available data for all of us today. However, to be able to exploit these opportunities, there obviously needs to be an urge and acceptance for innovation and in organization by trying and failing. Just a bit of capital available. So far, we have seen $10 billion being raised globally in shipping and oil service. It compares to $14 billion last year and $10 billion in 2016. The majority has been for shipping this year and a large portion of equity. We believe that the markets are open for the right deals and a growing investor appetite for our businesses. Capital Link is an important arena and has a special role in the shipping community. Fearnley's would like to say special thanks to Nicolas Bonossis for his cooperation and who has been vital in the market for many, many years now. On behalf of Fearnley's and Capital Link, hopefully you will find this day well spent. Thank you.